almost 39 racing kilometres completed by the leading cars in the 2024 Donegal International Rally. And the man that you mentioned there, along with his navigator, David Moynihan, the Ford Fiesta, have been fastest throughout the day on all three stages so far as the opening loop comes to a close. But the advantage that they have at the head of the field isn't that much. Now, when you think about it, almost 40 kilometres, and he just has an advantage of 2.1 seconds from Keith Cronin and Mikey Galvin. So really, there's nothing between the top two after three stages of this event in mixed conditions. It was dry earlier on today in Malin Head, and then the rain arrived, a light rain in Mamore Gap, but it has been raining heavy in there in the third stage, which is Cool Cross. They're just making their way off the end of the stage onto the main Ballyliffin to Carndonagh Road now as they head to service. Callum Devine is starting to find a bit of form now with the Skoda Rally 2. It is, of course, his first time in the car. Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions, third overall. But they currently sit 20 seconds adrift of the pace of Matt Edwards. Callum McCord and Brian Hoy in the Ford Fiesta have had some good times this morning. They sit fourth overall and are just 3 seconds adrift of Devine. And another former winner in Josh Moffat and his navigator Andy Hayes in the Citroen. They sit fifth overall, currently 6.2 adrift. So the rest of the top 10, David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan in the Polo are sixth, Marion Evans and Jared Conway in the Yaris seventh, Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in the Citroen are up to eighth, Aidan Ray and Niall Burns have also moved up to ninth overall, and James Ford and Niall Shanks in the Citroen wrap up the top 10. Just outside of that, Michael Boyle in the Polo and Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the Ford Fiesta. Gary and Rory, of course, former multi-winners of this event. Moving on to the highly contested two-wheel drive category, and there's been a big battle. Kevin Geller was fastest in Malin Head, and then he lost time in Mamore Gap, which seen Gary McPhillips move ahead in the class. Declan Geller is just keeping a close eye on what those two guys ahead of him are doing, and the lead is swapped again. This time, Kevin Geller and Ryan Moore in the Darien T90 GTR leading the class, the two-wheel drive category, with a total time of 22 minutes, 22.0 seconds. Now, they have an advantage now of 12.7 seconds in the class over Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan, the Darien ahead of the Escort. Declan Gallagher, who is sitting in 15th overall and is third in the class, is just 1.8 behind Gary McPhillips. So, big battle in the two-wheel drive category. None of the main feed, none of the contenders at the head of the main field, rather, John, have bowed out of this event early on, but there has been a few casualties already in the modified section. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, of course, who were hoping to take an outright win in the two-wheel drive category. It's not going to happen. They had car trouble very early on and withdrew from the event. And Mark Alcorn, who was also another contender in the two-wheel drive category, his Escort hit a wall in one of the earlier stages as well, which put him out of the rally. Both the driver and the navigator are both okay, but extensive damage to the car, and their rally is over. So at the head of the field, Matt Edwards leads by 2.1 seconds from Keith Cronin. The cars are now heading into service in Carndonagh. Chris Ashmore is there for Highland Radio Sport. Chris will be getting some reaction from the crews, and that will be available on our social channels on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. You'll be able to look at those there. That's coming up shortly. The rain continues to hammer down. We're going back now to the end of stage one, which is Malin Head, and they're due there round about 2:30. There is a slight delay, so it could be 2:45 before the first of the cars tackle the start of the second loop, John, as the 2024 Donegal International Rally continues.